it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the two-hour rain delay tonight, well worth the wait. History in the first inning, this time coming from the MVPs, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
And a pitch driven deep to center field. Headed for the batter's eye. Headed out of here. Over the batter's eye. Home run Aaron Judge. Home run number 40. Becomes the fourth Yankee with 40 or more home runs in a season. Joining Ruth, who did it 11 times. Gehrig, 5 times. Mantle, 4 times. And that is a heck of a start. Hey now. Here's a high drive deep to the right field. And that one's leaving a yard as well. It is 2-0 Yankees. Coming out of this two-hour rain delay. Home run for Belly, his 23rd RBI, number 73. Pitch from Boz. Swing on hit to the gap in right center field. That ball's a laser shot as well. Giddy up, giddy up. God, a home run by Big G. Giancarlo Stanton and the Yankees. They're making noise here in Tampa. Back to back to back home runs. 3-0, New York.
And doing it 3 times in one season. We're lucky to witness one of those in one season. 3 times back to back to back in the first inning in the same season. He had the second game of the year off Nestor Cortez. He had April 29th off Kyle Gibson in Baltimore. He had tonight off Shane Boz in Tampa Bay. The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. They have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And there were those demolitions in the first inning, no doubters, but more than one way to make it count. Second inning, one on, one out for the new Yankee spark plug. Jose Caballero stepping in against his former team.
0-1 pitch. Swing on hit to right field. Had pretty good carry. Gone into the corners. Mangum into the corner. Can't get it. It is gone. Cabby with a 2-run homer. Wow. 5-0 Yankees. Welcome back to Tampa. Jose Caballero.
And everyone with the wide smiles on their faces, sneaking it over the right field wall. Dream start for Caballero as a Yankee. And he, like the rest of the team, none of them were done. Carlos Rodon stranded 2 in the first inning. Struggled with the bottom of the order in the second inning. He gave a couple back. But top 3, another Yankee heating up. Like Caballero, doing a ton of it with his speed. But this guy we all know about his impressive power. That's Jazz Chisholm. One out, nobody on.
There's pitch, swing on, fly ball, right field. Hit really well. It's carrying, it's gone. Got an off-speed pitch, went down and got it. Got it on the barrel and rode it out. Jazz Chisholm with a home run. His 22nd home run. It is the 5th home run hit by the Yankees tonight. It's 6-2, New York.
And Jazz playing fantastic all-around baseball over there. And with that swing for Jazz, home run number 200 for the Yankees on the season. They've led the entire world in homers all year. Home run number 200 already with their 5th homer tonight. Insurance runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots. Just great insurance. NJM.com. Number 200, not the last. By a long shot. 4th inning, Shane Boz was done. The lefty, Ian Seymour, in, and he walked Judge with one away. Bellinger, who always hits left-handers, his 3rd hit in 4 innings. Base hit to right. Giancarlo Stanton dug in. And there's that look in his eye right now. He's in saddle up and follow me kind of mode. Today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's pitch. Swing on, hit to right field, high and deep. Going back, and say goodbye to that one. Big G. Giancarlo Stanton, a 3-run homer. It's 9-2 Yankees. 2 home runs for him tonight. Gives him 14. 3 RBI takes him to 37. He's on some kind of binge.
Well, you heard 14 homers on the year. Now, Stanton's last 29 games, he's hitting 359, 13 of those 14 homers coming in his last 29 games, and he's got 32 RBIs in 29 games. So he's in postseason plus Stanton mode. We're not even October yet. Electrifying drive of the game Brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, it's just jaw-dropping what Stanton's doing. 11 for his last 19 with that swing. And we didn't even have a chance to process what he did because Ben Rice was hungry.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Rice 0-1, and breaking ball, high drive, right field, that's way gone too. Oh my goodness, he almost cleared the entire building, Ben Rice with a home run. That's his 19th, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 home runs hit by the Yankees.
And that across the span of the first four innings tonight. He had a back-to-back-to-back in the first inning, a back-to-back in the fourth inning. And Carlos Rodon, after that brief struggle with the bottom of the order in the second inning, he had a cushion the size of like a living room couch. He knew what to do. Rodon retired 13 of the next 16. One of those three that reached, Chandler Simpson, leadoff walk in the fifth inning, erased by a double play. 6-4-3 by Caminero. So he was cruising. Rodon into the sixth inning with that big lead. And what immediately followed that 6-4-3 ended the fifth. Top six, Judge smoking a base hit. And Cody Bellinger stepped in looking for his fourth hit in six innings. And it's fair to do it this way.
2-1 here to Bellinger. Pitch swung on and driven deep to right. Going back, Mangum. He's on the track. Look it up. It's out of here. Two-run homer. Cody Bellinger. His second homer tonight. It's 12-2 New York. That is the eighth home run hit by the Yankees. We're in the sixth inning.
The MVPs, 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup. Absurd production. First six innings tonight. Judge, Bellinger, Stanton. 8-for-10, 5 homers, 8 RBIs, 8 runs scored. That's good for like a week. And they did it in 6 innings tonight, back-to-back-to-back in the Yankee lineup. And Rodon, again, he knew what to do. He finished with a flourish. He froze the former Yankee, Everson Pereira, ended the sixth inning without his best stuff. That was a professional outing for Carlos Rodon. Laboring through the first two, grinding through 6 innings, a 2-run ball. And the guy the Yankees traded Pereira for, we're talking about that Rodon strikeout, they traded him for Jose Caballero, who's been everything so far as a Yankee. Already a 2-run shot in the second inning. Ninth inning, facing the lefty, Mason Montgomery. How about a nightcap?
His pitch swung on a high fly ball left field. Did he get another one? It's going back, and it is gone! Jose Caballero, his second home run tonight. The ninth home run hit by the Yankees. 2 home runs against his former team. What a night for Cabby.
That kind of historic night. Caballero's first career multi-homer game. He entered this game with 2 homers. He exited it with 4. And his first 2 Yankee home runs. Did a bit of everything. Singles, stolen bases, first to third, coming home. He's scoring runs. He's creating runs. Now he's jacking home runs out of the park. Jose Caballero. So the Yankees, a franchise record tying 9 home runs tonight in Tampa Bay at their spring training home, George Steinbrenner Field, against the Rays, and the franchise record tying. I don't say that like we're referencing 1970, 1980, 1920, 1930, the illustrious history of the New York Yankees. We're talking about March 29th against Nestor Cortes and the Brewers. They've done it twice in one season. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind, catch that segment on demand every day on the free Odyssey app, anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.